Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today here live in the middle of Health Blast 2015. It's an absolute great time where we are having a different show every single day with all different kinds of health and wellness tips, all spiritual, life-changing, domestic violence, cannabis. Lord, you just never know what we're going to talk about. So please do join us throughout the year, and we hope to have a show every day, and you can always listen to all the archive links on Sedona Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and also on iTunes. Please do share our links and share a few comments. We'd love to hear from you. So today we have a really great show. We're going to be talking about something a lot of people have no idea what this is about, and it is pulsed electromagnetic energy. And what is that? So many people say, I don't even get what you're talking about. Is that like sticking my finger in the electrical outlet and I get that buzz through my body? Or is it like those TENS units that, you know, you tape to your back? Or is it something like, you know, when you go to the chiropractor and they put this on your back and it kind of like buzzes and gives your muscles a little jolt? Or is it like acupuncture where they hook up the electrodes on top of the needles and they'd be able to see what kind of force that they can get it to vibrate? All of these therapies and treatments are all different kinds of forces in our body where we're trying to activate them. We're trying to get them to do something where they're stuck or they're blocked or they're just not able to flow. Really, going forward, 2015, it's all about flow. We need to do flow in energy. We need to do flow in our body. We need to get our blood vessels to open up and flow right. We need to have our thoughts clear and right on the right track. That's what it's all about. It's not all about putting in what we can stomp or down like we've done in the past. We've always said, I'm going to take this drug and it's going to kill this. It's take another drug and it's going to stop that. You know, your body is really all about flow. So the more you try to stomp it down and try to get these things to go away because they're hurting you or causing you pain or grief, they're going to show up somewhere else. And that's really important to notice because the more stompers you put down, it's like, oh dear, what am I going to do then? It will come out in a different way. So we don't want things to come out in a different way. So today my guest is Jim McBride. He is the owner and distributor of PEMF Machines for Holistic Physicians. So you say, well, I'm not a physician. Why am I listening to this? Because we all really need to know about it so that we can ask our physicians, do they do these therapies? We could find out other practitioners that might be doing these therapies, and we may be able to find out about the machines for ourselves and maybe help ourselves heal at home. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Don't you think it's just going to be the world of learning how to flow with your body? I really think that that's where the next focus should be in the world, don't you?
Well, I really do, you know, and it was so explicitly said by Dr. Oz about 3.5 years ago, that really energy medicine is our life, energy medicine is our future. And his statement kind of hit things right on. He said, you know, it's about time that East meets West. And So, you know, this is nothing new. You know, scientifically, we found that the body is full of energy, and it's been going on for years. You know, it's just unfortunate that the U.S. is a little bit behind what's been going on in Europe for many years. But we're starting to catch up, and it's all about education. It's all about understanding how the body works in so many different ways.
You know, acupuncture, they've been using the electrodes, you know, on top of the needles for, you know, centuries. It's nothing new there either, you know. Or chiropractors have been using different types of energy forces forever, too. So I really think it's just about saying to people, you know, time to wake up. We can do this across the board with all of our health conditions, and also be able to maybe, hey, see, you know, which practitioners or maybe myself I can do that, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when you start talking about acupuncture with electrical current applied to it with the needles, you start talking about devices that are attached to the body that establish electrical currents you know, you're really at that point really kind of working in a two-dimensional field. And mm-hmm. when you do that, the body, of course, responds at a certain level. Any time that you're dealing with a two-dimensional, of course, the body looks for an in-road and an out-road. You know, so mm-hmm. something going in, something going out. When you start dealing with pulse electromagnetic fields, you now start dealing on a three-dimensional plane. And so
right.
you really start to change a little bit the body's ability to respond to what's happening in what we call depth of penetration. You know, if something like a static magnet, as an example, if you just place a static magnet, say, on your arm because your arm hurts, that depth of penetration is going to be very shallow, not going to be deep mm-hmm. at all. When you start dealing with pulse magnetic fields, then you start dealing with the magnetic field that delivers that vibration, if you will, all the way through the body. And so if you can imagine that, you're really now going directly into the cells. You're really directly going into and through the bones. And so therefore, you're starting a whole dimensional process that's totally different that the body's never experienced. We refer to it as magnetically induced cellular exercise, because we all agree that exercise is important to us. And if you read so many of the reports and literature that's out there when it comes to cardiovascular, heart disease, to diabetes, to blood pressures, they all talk about the importance of exercise. However, through the years and through time, as we age and our body starts to deteriorate, our body's bombarded with interferences, and we start to get sick or a little bit overweight, it becomes very difficult for a lot of people to physically exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And so this becomes another way that we can influence and exercise the body at the cellular level to start a reaction that puts the body in a direction going back to starting to heal itself.
Well, you know, you look at it too, when we say about exercise, what is it? The one or two key components, why are you doing exercise in the first place? And number one on the top of everybody's list is bring oxygen into the cells so that the cells can function better. And then you look at it, is that to increase or to increase cellular function or to decrease cellular death? And people say, what does that really mean? I don't understand that. And when we think about it, we say, well, you go out, and after some people say, after you have heart problems, you go out and you want to be on the treadmill. And you're on the treadmill and you're trying and you're trying and you're trying. Your face is getting red and you're trying to get that heart to pump better and do what it's supposed to do. And lo and behold, guess where a lot of people pass away? On the treadmill. Because they can't get that potential into their body to actually have those cellular changes, which is where the problem is in the first place. It's sort of like I keep waxing and waxing my car, but I know that underneath, you know, the oil is all rusty and the radiator is frozen up, you know. It's always this external things that we're always looking at. We're just kind of looking at those internal things because we don't have a way of in our minds or in our thoughts how we can actually affect those changes. And now with pulsed electromagnetic energy, we do have a way to effectually change those inner core beings. In other words, right down to the cells. We look at a lot of people now, they're saying, well, I want stem cells. I want this. I want that. Well, that's sort of still... Your body is an engine, and by you want to clean it up inside and get those cells that you normally have to work better because they're already yours. And instead of putting something again, let's pump in stem cells again to get them to work. Well, if your body is already the machine that isn't recognizing them or working on them, what's the point in putting in something else? Because then that's eventually going to be in the same situation, right?
Well, absolutely, very much so. And studies have shown, when you talk about stem cells, studies have shown that it all comes down to depth of penetration and being able to stabilize mm-hmm. and isolate and keep that stem cell injection into that area.
Right.
And again, if you can open up the cells so much that the stem cell injection will be isolated and stay in the area, now you've really accomplished something in a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
People see that with PRP injections. I know that they see that with ozone-type therapies, a
mm-hmm.
Variety of things. One of the key things that you mentioned, though, and a word I hope everybody heard, is a thing called oxidation. You know, we've been for years and years hearing about antioxidants and how valuable antioxidants are to the body to help building up that first line of defense, giving us the ability to ward off any types of infectious diseases, viruses, bacteria. But yet the thing that we have forgotten about is this thing called oxidation. And I think as you move forward in 2015, you're going to start hearing more and more about that, because antioxidants can only be as effective as the level of oxidation that we have in the body. And so they really have to go together hand in hand. And when you talk about that person on the treadmill, you know, the key to that is the body's ability to absorb the oxygen that we're breathing in. You know, studies are being done like crazy all over the world that putting somebody on a treadmill with an oxygen mask, putting them on a stationary bicycle with an oxygen mask, helps to increase oxygen uptake in the body. Well, if you can add to that, prior to that treatment, just simply 10 minutes of PEMF therapy so that you can open up the whole body to respond and accept that increase of oxygen, now what kind of results do you get? And we're seeing phenomenal things all over the world with people's bodies being able to respond to an increase of oxygen uptake, which in turn makes the antioxidants become more effective. So this is going to be quite a year where we're really going to start hearing more and more and more about the types of things that involve oxygen. Of course, you know, you hear all the time, you hear of hydration, why it's so important to drink water, lots of water, lots of water. Well, of course, we got to get the body hydrated. We got to keep it hydrated. But you know what? Again, that hydration is only as good as the body's ability to absorb it to get it to the cell.
And it's also the quality of the water that's going in, too. I mean, so many times, I mean, we have had these conversations before. What's in the water, if it's already bound up and doing something else with whatever is in it, it really has no purpose in anyway. So, I mean, there's so many complicated factors. We just want to try to isolate a few and just start saying, you know, if it's really dirty water, don't drink it, you know. Or, in other words, it's not going to benefit you. We need to look at what is going to benefit you. Sometimes when we think about antibiotics, a lot of people are saying, now let's see how I can do without them. Because when you take an antibiotic, it does kill whatever it needs to kill, but you end up with all this residue there. It's sort of like when you have a dead flowers, you've got the residue of the flowers. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, it's always this residue left behind. And what we're finding is that a lot of these people that are saying, I have all of these grave other chronic illnesses in my later decades of life, it's because all this accumulation of all of this residue stuff that's in your body. There's a lot of studies going on now in Europe that are saying our major goal is, what do we do with this residue that's in everybody's body? You know, these cells that break down, all of the stuff that we killed or put in, and that's all kind of just lingering around. In other words, we're no longer a pristine being, and things, you know, when we say detox and everything, hey, that's cleaning out some, but that's not cleaning out the cellular residue.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's one of the key things that again, you think about, and, of course, everybody talks about, is getting the toxins out. You know, as one of our great doctors with Gordon Research says, you know, you've got to get the lead out. How do you get the lead out without getting to the cells to force it out of the body and start this detox reaction? You know, so much of our exercise is sweat, drinking water, putting the fluids back in, urination to clean the body out and get rid of the toxins to detox the body. But just drinking water and just sweating isn't enough. There's got to be more cellular penetration that takes place in order to clean out, as you say, that residue that's left behind. We call that, through PEMF-type therapy, autophagy or autophagy, where it's the good in and the bad out, getting completely into the cells, the good stuff in, forcing the bad out. And there's different levels of that, you know, and how you can do that, how you can influence the body. The body's a magnificent machine. We have just gone for so many years with disruptions going on around us that we have really lost track and steered away from the things that the body needs in order to perform at its most maximum function.
You know, it's really funny. I saw a article in the news, our local newspaper, the other day, and big headline says that you no longer need to detox your body, all of that green stuff and things that you were told is not true because the body knows how to detox itself. And I just went, you know, it's sometimes what I call a knock of the head on the wall. You know, you're going, where does this come from? You know, really, where? What is this all about? And, you know, there's so much talk about getting things out. And we definitely need to get all of these things out. But what people need to understand, too, it's not just getting things out. It's increasing the ability of the rest of your body to be able to function better. So granted, yes, our body is equipped to get out toxins. However, we have turned down the machines in our cells. We have turned down the ability of our muscles to contract with low magnesium or whatever we might be doing. We've turned down the ability of our liver to be able to function as well as it should by taking a lot of medications and by having really incredible hormone imbalances. We've really turned down the ability of even our eyes to function so well by looking at computer screens and cell phones and televisions all the time. You know, it was incredible. I had said to someone one day, I said, do you really realize the energy that's coming out of your computer, your laptop computer? And they said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I look at it, it's no big deal. You know, I do it for hours and hours on the end. So I took my cell phone and I held it up to the screen of the laptop, and the screen of the laptop was resonating, you know, at that frequency, and you could see all the lines going back and forth and everything, you know. And it was incredible. They're like, I did not know that that's going on in the background. And it's like, yes, there's so much going on in the background. So really, it's just about, you know, getting things out is one-tenth of the equation. But then we have to have all of the other pieces of the equation together. And I think that's where PMF really starts to get the rest of the machine back ramping up.
Oh, it really does. You know, and any time that you can take circulation and blood flow through the body. You know, we have through dark field microscopes, we have many images of what we call a pre and a post blood draw work, where you can actually look in a microscope and you can see what's happening to the blood pre-PEMF. You know, and mm-hmm. all of the blood cells are coagulated. It's like a bunch of army men in a field, if you will, and the circulation trying to find its way through all of these obstacles is unbelievable. And then you come back and you do a 10-minute PMF treatment, and you look back, and my gosh, all of those blood cells were separated, and everything is flowing so smoothly. And so, you know, when you can start to let the body do what it needs to do by slowing down that circulation, by opening up those pathways, all of a sudden you have different effects that start to take place. And, you know, PMF therapy, of course, we know, not being something new, just new to us, you know, does a lot of things when it helps the body start to repair damaged tissues. You know, so many of our damaged tissues and our scar tissues simply don't get the blood flow and the oxygen that they need in order to keep those tissues soft and pliable so that they will reheal themselves. And so any time that we can allow those vibrations to take place is so key. And that's one of the things I want to use here for just a moment. It's a thing called vibration. If the body can feel the slightest vibration of a PEMF pulse, the body then starts triggering three different types of response mechanisms: neurological, physiological, and psychological. And when you have all of those mechanisms being triggered at once, the body's response to respond to what's happening is tenfold. There are different levels of PMF therapy on the markets. There's some that have a little bit more intensity than others, and yet some of them that are very weak because they're dealing with what's called micro Tesla. And it's a very shallow, very low. But yet at the same time, it does stimulate different effects to the body. What would happen? Imagine this. What would happen if we had a very subtle way to start to reformat the subconscious? What if we had the ability to start reformatting the subconscious in a positive way? What if we could take people with depression, with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, MS, ALS, autism? What if we could take these folks that have fought in our wars and we could help them with these traumatic brain injuries, with their problems of dealing with depression? You know, I'm sick and it breaks my heart every time I hear somebody that's a pro athlete or one of our military veterans who has committed suicide because they just couldn't deal with what it was they had to deal with. You know, is there hope? Is there something that'll help? Let me be the first to say, absolutely there is. Why are we missing it? Lack of education? Why are we missing it? Because nobody wants to tell anybody? There is something out there that can make a dramatic difference in people's lives, and PMF is something that shows huge results.
And, you know, let's take it to a different level. What I also look at, too, is when you're saying about the machine and its energy force, I would say to people, too, sometimes, you know when you don't feel well and someone gives you a hug and all of a sudden you feel a little bit better, you feel that trigger of warmth or you feel okay, your pain gets a tiny bit less, you feel sometimes chills, all these different feelings that you get. So what that is that's on the similar level, is that your body is responding in physical terms by you feeling a chill or, you know, warm, psychological because you're feeling loved and cared for, and you feel physically by getting that squeeze. So really there's a lot of mechanisms that are there. So what pulsed electromagnetic energy is really taking that and ramping that up to the high hills. So it's really saying, you know, we can initially feel and know that we can heal our bodies, but we just haven't been given the tools to be able to get over that mountain. And that's where your machines are really getting us over that mountain and being able to affect us on all of these levels. So I think that's an easier way sometimes of understanding it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you talk about giving somebody a hug and you can feel the energy, is that the aura? Is that the aura that surrounds us? You know, we deal so much with meridian points and acupuncture points and the chakras, and we deal with the body's aura. Is that really what we're talking about? You know, it's amazing when I travel the world and I see people who have used some form of PEMF on a regular basis. It's amazing with the glow that those people emit. It's amazing that the energy that you can just feel by being around them. It's amazing how positive and how great their attitudes are. They really have a whole different outlook on what's happening around them. And it's fun to be around them because, like you say, you can feel that energy.
Yeah.
And it is really a nice sensation. And it puts you in a definite state of mood where you want to be with them more and more. So we see dramatic differences with people, yes.
And also, too, there was another report out just this morning. I don't remember the source, but it said that the electromagnetic field around the brain versus the heart is over 100 times stronger and pulsed out much farther than that of the brain. So really, I mean, when you think about it, your heart is the only source of life, the only source that's going to keep you going and keep you on this earth. And it is a source of what many people might believe is their soul and their spirit or their inner being. So really, if all of that is all connected in that generation of that heart area of your body, why wouldn't you want to increase that energy and be able to get everything to flow better? You know, well, we see so many people that say they have a heart pain and what they're doing is they're holding on to it. And I'm going, what are you holding on to? You know, open yourself up, you know, expand it, let it out, you know, don't hold it in.
You know, and I really never hear And if you have, bless your heart, but I've never heard of somebody dying from heart cancer.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Think about that for a minute. You know, that's
right.
The type of disease that really hates to be in a high oxygenated environment. It hates to be in an
Correct.
Environment where it's high pH level. And mm-hmm. yet, really, when you talk about the heart being the strongest, the heart's got quite a job to do. And that darn
mm-hmm.
heart, to continue to do what it does, imagine what's happening there. That is surrounded by an electromagnetic field.
Yes.
And that electromagnetic field keeps that heart performing and functioning as it needs to. It's just like a vibration of a pulse, if you will, and that heart pulses. And so that energy that's emitted throughout that body is just like a magnetic field. So, you know, gosh, yeah, I mean, that's the whole key to life, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, let's talk about your machines, Jim. So how do the machines come about? And let's talk about what they are and what they can do, and then we'll transverse into who should look at different types of machines and if that's an option for them or not.
Well, the machines themselves, what's really unique and nice about it is even though the technology was available in Europe over 45 years ago, now being used widely for a variety of things, you know, here in the United States and Canada and throughout the world, the nice thing about the technology is the flexibility that it now offers. And by that, mm-hmm. I mean you can control the amount of intensity, the amount of magnetic field that somebody needs simply by being able to adjust an intensity knob. You can turn it low, you can turn it high, there's all kinds of ranges in between. But the fact that you're always in control allows you to set the pace, if you will, as to how much of the vibration of that pulse do you want to feel. And there may be different parts of your body where you want to feel it a little bit more, which may be around the knee, it may be around the foot. And yet around the head itself, it may be very, very low. You know, so, again, to have the ease of use through the flexibility of being able to control the intensity up or down either way is really key, really key. And then you've got the applications that do apply to certain parts of the body, whether you just simply want to relax and you lay on a mat or you sit on a mat in a chair or you want to be specific to an ankle, to a knee, to a quad or hamstring, a low back, a neck, a shoulder, the stomach, the central nervous system, really gives you a lot of flexibility on how you're able to use the machine. And, of course, we're always looking at developing additional attachments that make that process so much easier. Again, going back to what we talked about earlier, that thing called detoxing and this
mm-hmm.
thing called exercise, because we treat it as an exercise at the site or level to the body, we don't do what we call overtreat. And I give an example of that is this.
Right.
Would you go out right now and run 5 miles without getting in shape and training for it? No,
right.
You wouldn't. So if you were to sit down on a PEMF device and think that, well, I'm going to use it for an hour or 2 hours straight, that's wrong. Because we
mm-hmm.
have to start the body through a whole new acclimation here on something that the body's never had. We've got to start the body out slow and start exercising the body. And how do we do that? We do it in smaller increments. We may do it in 9 minutes. We may do it in 12. We may do it in 15. And then we get away from it. And then we'll come back and do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Can you use PEMF every day? Sure you can. Do you need to? In some cases, yes. In other cases, no. But we have to start slow with the body so that the body starts to understand that there's something different going on in this form of exercise that will allow the body to respond in a positive way. You can't go out and run 5 miles and the next day feel like $1 million. You're going to hurt. You're going to be sore. Your body is going to be detoxing. You're going to be cramping. You're going to be drinking water like crazy. And that's going to go on
right.
for 3, 4, 5 days before the body starts to respond. Why does that happen? Because the body very quickly gets fatigued. And the minute the muscles
yeah.
and that body starts getting tired and fatigued, now we don't have a positive thing going on. So when we work with folks, we train, you know, different professionals to use the technologies. We always start slow, and we always say, okay, look, let's set up in shorter increments and do this so that we can help the body recognize and receive the energy that we're putting back into it, because we don't want the body tired. Getting the body fatigued does nothing. I had a doctor one time, and I love telling the story, that when he got trained, was trained how to use the machine for 9 to 12 minutes and to maximize results. And he called me about 4 days later, and he said, oh, my gosh, he says, that kicked my butt. And I says, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I felt so good, and I'm an athlete. I used it for an hour. He said, you know what? I was detoxing. I used muscles and a different depth of penetration here that I've never been able to achieve. And he said, I was sore for 2 days. And I said, what'd you do? He said, I kept drinking water and water and water. And he said, all of a sudden, boom, I woke up and I had energy like I'd never had in my life. I said, now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? He said, this is a good thing, because you were right. You showed me what not to do, and I did it. Now I've learned a lesson. And he said, that has become a lifelong lesson, and I will now make sure that I implement and introduce this technology to people on a very minimal use basis until the body gets used to it.
So you know, again, we think
want
about
the energy in the body.
You can even think about a car, you know, you run it, you run it, you run it till it's ready to die in a doornail, and you turn around and you put a new engine in it. And you say, okay, I gave you your life source, your energy, your engine, and now I just want you to go out and just, you know, be just as good as it was when I first bought you. And then all of a sudden, the radiator quits, the oil quits, the, you know, the tires quit, the air filter, blah, blah, blah. That's very similar to the body. You can't just turn around and think you're going to replace something and the rest of the body will just jumpstart itself just because. We always look at people that have heart bypass surgery. You know, they think, oh, hey, I'm good to go. You know, everything's hunky-dory. Well, you know, how the heck did you get it that way in the first place? Your heart bypass surgery just happened to bypass the ones that we happen to see on a certain type of testing that we do that, oh, they look pretty bad, let's fix those. What about the other parts of your body that might also be going on in different varying stages? So it's very important to understand that when you start with a machine, with doing any type of therapies, that you need to start at the core, like this machine does, and just start slowly in getting things starting to work. And expect that it will take time, and expect that it's not, you know, an overnight, hey, I'm in dire pain at the doorstep, fix me, you know, here's my check. And, you know, an hour later, you're not totally fixed. You're like all going, well, I don't get it. So that's not at all what we're saying. It's all about getting your body from the core on out repaired, instead of just saying, I'm just going to throw something else in that will stop my symptoms.
That's exactly true. And, you know, with the technology, you know, in a professional's office, of course, you know, they don't want to be tying up their equipment for half an hour to an hour at a time. They want to be able to provide you with maximized results in a shorter period of time so that the body is using and controlling this energy that they're being able to create, which puts the body on a path to start to repair and rebuild. However, we are now introducing our low-intensity machines, which are phenomenal for home use, and where you go home and you do have a half an hour, you know, and you can spend more time on a lower-intensity machine than you can on a machine that will allow you to increase the intensity up a little bit. And so because you've now got that flexibility, it was for most consumers, and I have to say 99% of consumers, it's pretty tough to get into one of the professional PMF-type devices because it's just simply, in most cases, cost-prohibitive. Therefore, you need to find a location that's nearest you where we can get you to one of the professionals that can provide this type of cellular exercise, if we will. Or you can basically get your own home machine, which is very affordable now, and we are just introducing it after over 20 years of research and studies that have been taking place the results are still phenomenal, and you can use it for 30 minutes to an hour at a time. So again, you're dealing with a type of device that's very low intensity, very subtly exercises the body, whereas if you've got chronic pain, if you've got other issues going on, you can go then to a professional and you can spend, you know, 9 to 12 to 15 minutes for shorter duration treatments that in turn will help you generate longer lasting results as well. So there's the best of both worlds now, and it's been a long time coming. But again, it goes back to education. We have to really continue to do what you're doing. We have to continue to educate folks on really what's happening. Is this something that we could do every day? Absolutely, because the body is influenced by so many things on a daily basis. You know, earlier I made the comment about getting the lead out. And Gordon Research talks about getting the lead out all the time. Everybody's got lead in their systems. And there are many, many times where I will be working with folks and or have professionals working with people, treating their feet. And the people will sit there and they'll go, oh, I got a terrible taste in my mouth. Well, what's it taste like?
Right.
I don't know. It tastes like metal or something. Well, what's happening is we've released the heavy metals in the bones directly from the feet, and that has hit the body system that quick and that fast that, in essence, it tastes like metal in the mouth. And so sometimes, depending upon the types of toxicities that people have been exposed to, we will use that as a way to test if there is heavy metal toxicity in different parts of the body, and that's a real simple one, but we hear it all the time. It's the same thing when you deal with thermography. We have a lot of professionals that will take an image. Of course, when you have a thermographic image done, you've got to, of course, remove that portion of your clothes. But we have professionals that will take a thermal image of the body where they can identify the hot spots. They can identify where there's lack of circulation or there are painful areas. And boom, they go in and they'll do a PMF exercise therapy, and they'll work on that area. They'll go back and then they'll do thermography image again, and they'll go, oh my gosh. They are blown away on how that inflammation goes away. They're blown away how the colors change. And of course, when it's hot spot, it's bright red and bright orange. And then they come back and do it again, and all of that is gone. So when you can create visual images like that to really show people what's happening, it's pretty powerful. But again, keep in mind, we're dealing at the cellular level. So if we can increase the oxygen uptake to an area, if we can start to help the body control and regulate the blood as it's flowing into that area, we can push the good in while we're pulling the bad out. And again, some pretty cool things happen, and that's a lot of fun to see.
So let's talk a little bit about, number one, we do not cure disease. We do not treat diseases. What we are talking about is about energy blocks in your body that may create symptoms. And we're saying, does this hurt here or there, or has it caused eventually down the road sometimes diseases, where sometimes we're saying let's just open up a little bit more of your body to be able to work better. That is the goal of all of this therapy, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely right on.
So now let's say if you're saying, well, I have all these, quote, diseases, you know, what do I do then? And what is your answer to that? Or how could we answer that?
You know, basically, we can take a 10 to 15 minute process. We'll create an exercise with the PMF on different parts of the body. Let's see if we just can't stabilize your central nervous system and help you relax a little bit.
Right.
To see if that doesn't help your body start to slow down this thing called circulation, and to see if we can't get more oxygen moving as well. So, again, but we want to do it on a minimal basis. We don't want to do it for an hour. We're exercising the body, and so we want to start out real slow.
So now, if I'm a physician and or a healthcare practitioner, and I'm thinking that this is something I would be more interested in, what I've done is on the bottom of today's show page description, please do contact me directly, and I will get your information over to Jim at PEMF, and we will be able to speak to you more about that. If you are a consumer and you are interested in hearing more about this or finding out more about the machines that are upcoming, please do follow the same process and be sure to put PEMF in the subject line. And Jim, so everything, what else is going on forward? I know you have been a very busy man these past several years.
You know, we're always trying to advance the technology to the next level, not only ease of use, but affordable and flexible for everybody.
Right.
That's one of our biggest pet peeves is, you know, one of the things that we do when we work with professionals is we want to make them increase the results that they get with patients. We want to help them generate additional revenues because I grant you, if we lose our professionals, we're in deep trouble. And we're already losing them, so we can't afford to do that. So we really work hard to try and help ensure their success by teaching and training, and this is a constant evolving thing. In the new year, we're coming out, and as I mentioned earlier, oxygen becoming a big thing. We have a couple new devices that we'll be introducing here within the next 30 to 45 days, which in turn helps the body in a very relaxful state start to increase the uptake of oxygen in the body, at the same time help to discharge toxins in the body, and, you know, finally being able to do this in a very affordable way so people can do it at home or they can go to a professional's office. We have professionals right now that have created spots in their clinics or their offices, their buildings, where they call it a timeout period. And people come in for whatever it is that they need, and they go into one of the device end areas and go in and relax for 12, 15 minutes. And so they call it a timeout. Just sit back, relax for a minute before you go home. And they basically charge the body. You know, it's like putting the body back on the battery charger and let's put the energy back into it, get you relaxed so you're moving throughout your day, you're heading home for the end of the day, and you're feeling better. But at the same time, you've got the ability to sleep. Now, if we can do that, and I'll tell you, sleep deprivation is absolutely huge. And so
right.
if we can help people relax, that people can do it at home or go somewhere to do it, we can help them relax so that that mind will, for a period of time, will put them in another area, another place. As you talked about, that aura, that energy, if we can help the mind relax, help the body relax, where people can start getting better, can we also now start changing things in the way that we feel? And we truly believe that that's possible. So we have some new things that we're going to be introducing here within the next 30 to 45 days. And again, you know, by contacting you, you know, we can certainly make that all that information available. I think people will be ultimately surprised at what we will and do have the ability to do to help people on a day-to-day basis. And so, you know, if you're flying on an airplane, hey, you can use it on an airplane. Why do you have to go home and all of a sudden disrupt your flight and your travels for the week to hurry back home to be able to get this type of cellular exercise when you can put it with you on the airplane? You can take it with you in the car. So, again, it's flexibility of use and the ease of use to help people expand their horizons and help them increase their lifespans to get their body back to where it needs to be.
Now, Jim, is there any people that would not be able to be interested in something like this? I think, you know, we look at ages of people. I mean, I think I work a lot with the elderly, you know, and I really find that anybody over the age of 50, it's sort of like things are starting to go downhill. Well, just keep it going as long as you possibly can. So this is like a huge, huge, great asset to be able to have to, hey, you know, if I can't jog when I'm 50, what makes you think I'm going to be able to do it when I'm 60, 70, or 80, right? So maybe it's time, you know, to start doing it a little more in your 50s and 60s so you can be around for 70 and 80.
Oh, absolutely. And there's really no limit. Age has no limit. Age has no barriers. This is good for anybody and everybody. We had one of our professionals got one of the machines for his office, bought one for his dad, who was 85 at the time, and told his dad, he said, I just want you to sit on it 10 minutes a day. Sit on it.
Yeah.
10 minutes. Sit on it 10 minutes a day. And the dad, after a week, says, oh, my gosh. He says, I'm only getting up once a night to go potty when I used to get up 10.
Right.
And
right.
So now after 3 years of use, he said, you know what? He's 88 years old. He says, I don't get up at night. I sleep great. Mm-hmm. I'll give this up for nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
So again, can we do things to help stabilize the body and help the body start acting in a normal function? Absolutely. The body can do some pretty phenomenal things.
And I think once you start using it, you may notice and you'll say, oh, I recognize this has changed or that has changed. And I think that that is the best testimonial ever, because you may be going through life and not even notice what's really been your bane of existence. And all of a sudden when it's gone, you go, oh, hey, I don't miss you anymore, but boy, I recognize that you're gone, right?
That's exactly right. And we hear that all the time. So, but that's so, it's so cute, you know, and it's such a nice testament of when that happens, and people go, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah.
I feel great, and so I don't miss you. Is exactly right.
Yeah, I just don't miss you. You know, there's no love lost here, you know.
Exactly.
Well, Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you with us. So would you like to share in closing just a statement with, you know, to the practitioners and then to other people that might be interested about, you know, the great effects and, you know, just where you feel it's really going to help both types of people?
You know, from a professional level to the practitioners, every day I get emails or phone calls from those that have been in business out there for 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 years. We get the machine. We send in one of our trainers at our cost. We send one of our trainers in to do the complete training with that professional. And what's most amazing is I will get emails or phone calls from them saying, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I don't know how I was able to practice and do what I did for so many years without this technology. And, you know, the best compliment that they can give us is to now start telling everybody, and they do. They start telling the other family members. They start telling their colleagues, you know, I don't know how you're practicing without this. And so that's a really great compliment to what the technology will do, because they are convinced. And it really puts, to those that have been practicing for a long time, it really gives them a new breath of fresh air. It puts the excitement and energy back into them on a daily basis within their practices. And so it's really cool to see. From a home user standpoint, yes, you can go to a professional, a practitioner, and you can use this type of technology. But at the same time, the technology is changing in the home world as well, and so now you have greater ease of use and more flexibility to use the technology at home. And I got to tell you, from where things were to where they've come today, it's becoming very affordable for everyone. So when we have professionals, as we have, from athletes to practitioners that want to be part of what we're doing on a huge scale, then we know that we're accomplishing something. And some of them are some of the greatest TV celebrities that you see every day. Unfortunately, I just can't disclose them at this time. But some of them, you know, have been on TV and in front of the public eye for years, and they're going, oh, my land sakes, this is unbelievable. How can I be involved? Everybody needs to know what this does. And so it's a compliment. It makes us feel very warm, very fuzzy, and yet at the same time to know that we've done something right. And that something is teaching. That something is teaching. You know, we get more joy and satisfaction out of watching people change lives and watching people's lives change than anything that we do. So God bless you for what you do, and please don't quit doing what you're doing.
Well, you know, I think that the only way we can keep doing it is saying it 100 different ways, because that 101 might be just what clicks in your head and you say, this is something that I want to try or something that I need. So no matter what it is, we're going to keep on doing it, you know. And we always relate it to, in different terms, because I really think that a lot of people don't quite understand the language yet. And I think the language is that health and medicine and healing is really changing, you know, and it's about time to learn a different language, that energy healing and cells and things that are important, instead of just walking into the doctor and say, oh my gosh, I just don't feel right, fix me, here's my check. You know, we have to get out of that victimhood and really need to get into a more of a proactive, I think, stance, and that's where this year I think is really going forward.
I agree with you 100%. It's going to be a fantastic year.
Absolutely. I believe so. Well, thank you, Jim, so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Jeanette, thank you so much for your time, and continue to keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much. If you'd like more information about the PEMF machine and Jim McBride, please give me an email. My email is on the bottom of today's show page, where you'll be able to just directly let me know that you need like to find out more information, or you'd like to contact him about potentially having a machine in your office, or if you'd like to find out more about the home machine that we were talking about. It is definitely a new type of language about cellular exercise and my cells. Hey, exercise, are you kidding me? I just don't get it. You know, it's almost like a little comic strip. Do we take our cell and we put legs and arms on it? You know, and it's lifting barbells. I think that's kind of funny, but it's kind of true. You know, our cells really have to have a lot of exchange in them. They have this wall around the cell, and things have to go in and they have to go out. And inside of the cell is the mitochondria. It's the powerhouse of our energy. It is like a furnace factory in our cells. So our cell is doing so many different things. Why are we not paying attention to it? Because that is the core essence of our energy and of our being. And if we don't start paying attention to it, all this other junk, as we've said this entire hour, is all the stuff we keep putting into our body. We keep trying to push things down, get them to work how we demand that they work. Stop this pain, you know, get this thing out. I don't want it anymore. And we're going to find that really, if our cells are not working, things are not going to improve, and we're just going to be deeper and deeper in the hole of dysfunction. So please do check out and listen to this show a little bit more. You are also on my website is drjeanettegallagher.com or outofthebox healthcare.com. You can go to either website and just send me an email directly through one or both of those websites. But please do put in the subject line PEMF if that is what you're interested in. So thank you so much for joining us today here on Sedona Talk Radio and Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. We are in the middle of Health Blast 2015. And if you'd like to find out more information about the private programs on healing for women over the age of 50, it will be starting February 1st. Go to drjeanettegallagher.com, click on Women Over the Age of 50. We will also be doing another program on how to live a holistic life and loving it. So please do check that out. We hope to see you again tomorrow with another show. Have a great day.